While sobbing out this wish in broken accents, someone approached. I started up. Again, Helen Burns was near me. The fading fires just showed her coming up the long, vacant room. She brought my coffee and bread. "Come, eat something," she said. But I put both away from me, feeling as if a drop or a crumb would have choked me in my present condition. Helen regarded me, probably, with surprise. I could not now abate my agitation, though I tried hard. I continued to weep aloud. She sat down on the ground near me, embraced her knees with her arms, and rested her head upon them. In that attitude she remained silent as an Indian. I was the first who spoke.
"Helen, why do you stay with a girl whom everybody believes to be a liar?"
"Everybody, Jane? Why, there are only 80 people who have heard you called so, and the world contains hundreds of millions."
"But what have I to do with millions? The 80 I know despise me."
"Jane, you're mistaken. Probably not one in the school either despises or dislikes you. Many, I'm sure, pity you much."